The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. And welcome to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of The Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Barrington Show. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining us and giving us a part of your day, taking some time out of your busy schedule to sit or stand or lay down and listen to a philosophy. We talk about spirituality. We talk about just a better way of living, raising you to a higher level of consciousness for you to see how life could be, how it was intended, for you to be connected to the spiritual guide, the one that was designed by you to get you through, to find your purpose, to help you find a better way. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to The Barrington Show. We've had a very crazy week. And a very crazy few weeks. And where I live, it's very cold now. And of course, it's going to be this way for the next few weeks, months, maybe. If you're in another place and you're warm, good for you. Take advantage of it because we're in a lockdown. And I mean that in every sense of the word, not necessarily because of the cold. We're used to that. And I've spent a few decades being a part of this. So that's okay. The lockdown I'm referring to is, of course, the COVID. And our part of the country is under this deep lockdown. And it's sad. It's very sad because it's not so much, I mean, it is a winter month. So a lot of people do stay in more so than they do in the other months, the spring, fall, and summer. But when you are told you can't go out, it will change your mindset. When there's nowhere to go because everything is closed down, it also changes your mindset. You feel as if you don't have a choice, and it affects us. And of course, I mentioned it last week a little bit on how the psychological effect is taking effect on everybody's kicking the crap out of us because it's hard to do. And of course, normally in this time of the year, usually we go through what they call SAD. And that's where you're sort of depressed because you don't have much sun. It does affect some people. Others seem to roll right through without an effect. But either way, it's real and it's here. On top of all of that, of course, now we're dealing with the COVID. And I feel really, really bad for those who, you know, have lost a job, lost a loved one, or isolated from people. If you're an elderly and you're in a home somewhere and we're not allowed to visit because they're locked in and we're locked out. And just having to go through all the BS of everything and listening to the news every day, it does take a toll. It does make you feel sad. And there's not much we could do about it. The hope in all this is that this too shall pass. The question is when and how long do we have to go through this and can we hold up? A lot of people has lost their jobs in their home, or they're locked in, or they're working from home without choice in the matter of working or being at home. You just feel as if you're caged. Now, this does have an effect on your mental state. And a lot of the times we talk about it now, we hear people are saying, you know, in a nutshell, they're losing it because of the conditions that we're in. Not much we could do about it. We have to hang in there. We have to keep our faith. We got to keep our heads up, knowing full well that this can't be this way for the rest of our days, or shouldn't be this way for the rest of our days. And of course, if you pay attention to a lot of what's going on the TV, there's so much controversy as to whether or not the vaccine is working. It's going to work. Is it good? What's the long-term effect? The good news is on this part, I heard so far that we have a choice, which is a good thing if you want to do that for you. But of course, if you didn't do it, will you still be allowed on the airplane, or will you still be allowed in the mall, or, you know, so you're not given a choice. But then if you're going to be further isolated, then you have to at some point make a conscious decision. So it sucks all the way around. Anyway, keep your head up. Remember to take a lot of vitamins. Do the exercise that you can as often as you can. And of course, I've always said, you know, just follow what they're trying to tell you to do as best as you can. And hope that this will come to an end real soon. Do exercise as often as you can. And of course, I always say, eat healthy food. Get a rest. Get a lot of rest. You know, always eat the food that was intended for you to eat. And stay away from the ones that's not supposed to be eaten. You make that choice. And if you take the good food, it'll benefit you. What we're trying to do, what we need to do is to boost the immune system. So should we, come encounter with any viruses at all, you have a better chance of fighting it off. So that's what I'm going to say about that. So remember, folks, it's there. It's real. It's happening. Nobody truly has an answer. It's funny. I watch this on TV a lot sometimes. And I always wonder if the leaders who are given the information, do they have anything to give, anything positive, or they're just saying stuff to keep the public calm, which isn't working. I just thought that was just my opinion. Thank you for joining us. Thanks, everyone. Thanks to my old time listeners, long time listeners. Thanks to everybody from around the world who's joining us today. We're going to raise you to a higher level of consciousness and teach you positivity. We want you to be at the best as you could be at your best, to find that you're limitless, to find that you could grow as much as you want to grow, to find that you have the ability within yourself to cure the illnesses that you may come across, or the ones that attack you, or however it gets to you. You have the ability within yourself to change all that. You have the ability within you to repair whatever damage has gone to the body. You have the ability within you. Wouldn't you want to tap into that so you could be your own doctor, so you could be your own self-repair kit? I've always said, and I will continue to say, that we are a fully contained unit, which is limitless. We have to change our minds to understand the full power that we have. We have to step up and know full well that whatever happened to us, whatever life we're living right now, wherever we sit, was a choice that we made yesterday or another day before today. What you intend or what you can do for tomorrow is make that decision right now, today. You're listening, you're hearing, you've made a choice, and you're searching, which is a good thing, meaning that you haven't settled or accepted as defeat. Hopefully you haven't. This is the position for you to stand in right now to make the decisions that you want to benefit all the tomorrows to come. You have the ability within you to do such. Wake up and spend more time on you. Invest in you. Invest in your greatest asset, which is the body. Because if you don't have it, you don't have a say. If you don't take care of it, you'll be limited, restricted. You have to invest in you, your greatest asset. Invest in that and then do well among with all others. Take your vitamins, relax, sleep, drink a lot of water. Keep yourself active. Make a conscious decision to make the body the temple that is great. And everything will follow that. Don't neglect that part because it's your partner in life. And of course, the body carries the most important part. Keep the heart clean. Keep it pure. Do not entertain negative thoughts. Do not entertain ill feelings towards another. And coincidentally, when you're busy criticizing people, you're only expressing your own insecurities. If you want to look down on somebody, make sure it's with the intent to lift them up. Your own insecurities is the reason why you feel you need to be critical of others. Strengthen yourself. Be kind to you and learn that kindness is going to make you healthier. Be kind to others. And the more you give to yourself and the better of a person that you've become, the easier it is to treat others with the respect that they deserve. It starts at home. You have to clean up your shop, clean yourself, make yourself pure. It starts at home. Nobody has a handout for you that's going to benefit your life. You are the driver. And I say this all the time. You are the driver. You're the strength. You're the one that has the ability to create what you want or not. I challenge you to step up and to step into that role that you should play. You should be playing. Step into that. Walk into it and see how easy it could be. Step into what's going to benefit you and try to serve yourself first. And in doing that, and I don't mean that in an egotistical way. I mean that in the sense that you could be very positive, and then you pass this on to others. Be very confident within yourself and you teach it to others. Where you want to be in life, you have to put yourself there mentally, and then physically you'll show up. And if you're hanging around with the people who are bringing you down, if you're consciously aware of yourself being in that circle with the ones who are always dwelling on the negativity, what are you doing? You may think you're not a part of that, but if you're in the environment, yeah, you are a part of it. Remember that all birds will flock, birds of a feather will flock together. So if you're there, you're a part of it. You may not be doing the act, but you're still participating in it. Put yourself where you want to be. And if those who are around you are doing the things that you don't agree with, step away from it because it is bothering you. You are exposing yourself to something that's potentially holding you back from where you want to be. Step up. Wake up. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Barrington Show. Thank you again for coming and welcome home. My name is Barrington. I have a book out there, Awaken Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose. It gives you the gateway for where you should go. It's available to you at Amazon.com as well as .ca. We have a webpage, HEAMI, Barrington, Awaken.com. Information that we've talked about since the show began is there for you. We're currently working on them, and I keep saying that because I get so crazy busy at times that I don't have a lot of time to put into it, but I assure you that my heart's in it. I just have to get the rest of me lined up to be able to get into it. But we are doing it. Thank you for being patient. If you want to hear the shows again, you go to the webpage and it's there. Open it up and find the one that you like best. And then you could listen to it. They're there for you. They're there for free. And they're all for you. Enjoy. Have we got...
We got a couple of emails that came in. First of all, folks, good afternoon. You're listening to The Barrington Show right here on Reality Radio 101. If you'd like to get on board, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. And Acer writes in, and Acer just says, hello from New York City, listening to your show. Thank you for all the advice. I really appreciate it. And that is from Acer. And Carl writes in, and he says, hello, Barrington, longtime listener. Off topic a little bit here. Are you an NFL sports fan? If you are, who do you want to win today today on this on the football games? And that's from Carl. So back to you, sir.
No, that's interesting. I'll tell you who's going to win, because I know this for sure. It's going to be the better team. So that part will happen. Actually, I remember this call last year. I don't do sports. I don't have time. I don't watch television. I don't have time. It's not that I don't enjoy sports. I just have other interests. I can't knock those who do. And if that's for your great time, enjoy. I don't do sports. I can't tell. Sorry, I did tell you who's going to win. It's going to be the better team. The better team today is going to be the winner. Other than that, thank you for the email, Carl. Thank you much. I don't do sports. I don't watch sports. Never did. Acer from New York, thank you very much for listening, for tuning in. I hope all is well. Congratulations on your new president down there. If it's a good thing, I don't know how that swings, but you do have a new president. Let me just acknowledge that. Other than that, all is well. Thank you very much for your input. I wanted to say a little bit on how crazy busy things has been in the last couple of weeks. And I can't even imagine how you could go miss days. You think it's one day and it's another day, completely off, couple of days out. And it's because we get so busy, caught up in what we do. We run around. You think it's a Monday and it's Wednesday, and you don't remember going through Saturday and Friday. And it's just crazy. And why are we doing all this? And what's the cause? Are we serving ourselves? Or are we trying to serve someone else? Are we running around trying to be Superman, Superwoman, Superperson, missing out on our everyday life? And that's how it's been for me the last few weeks, couple of weeks. So I say all that to say this. Are we chasing something? Are we running to get something that is not necessarily what we need to do? Or we just get caught up in a routine and we just follow it because we think this is our lives. This is how it should be. Well, if you're there, and if you're anything like me, and you, like I said, you wake up and you think it's one day and it's the other day, then you're probably going way too fast and you're going to miss important things. You're going to miss out on what is most important, is life or people, company, companionship. Right now, it's not the greatest time because we're in the lockdown. But, you know, otherwise, if you're doing this all the time, just reevaluate as to what's the cause. Why are you doing that? What are you trying to accomplish? Because, you know, the faster you run, the quicker you're going to burn out. And the quicker you burn out, you miss out on what you probably should have been doing. Relax, take it easy, put your foot up, exercise, hang out, and live life the way you're supposed to, as opposed to chasing something that you may never catch. I'm sure you've seen that dog chasing his tail. And it hasn't caught it yet. So this is what we do. And we run after things. It's not, in my opinion, the way it should be. We were just trained that way. And if this is how you were trained, then you have the ability to step back and undo that. Do you want to? We're not sure. Is it necessary? Absolutely. Do you want to give your entire life, from birth until you're laid to rest, chasing something that will mean nothing to you after you've laid down? Do you want to give your entire life to chase, to get that prize that you'll never live to enjoy, because you'll only get it at the moment that your time's expired? Shouldn't we just step back a little bit? Take it easy. Don't run after that big something that won't benefit you. And if you say you're doing it maybe to leave it or give it to the children, great. But what about their race and their desire to run? Their time is as important as yours, and it's just as valid as yours. And Are you sacrificing all of your time to make their lives easier? Great. It's an excellent thing for us as parents to do for our children, but what exactly are their purpose and what are we trying to do? Eliminate stopping them from doing what they're supposed to do? Are we just trying to give excuse as to why we're running around without information or reasons as to why we do it? Why do we go so hard? Why do we run so fast? Should we be doing that? Or are we just keeping up with the Joneses? Are we just keeping up because that's what society is saying? What is wrong with laying back and enjoying life the way you're supposed to enjoy it? You know, not to lean on anyone, not to take from anyone, or not to expect that free bread, which is not so free in the long run. But why are we running all the time? What's the cause? I would love to have that answer. And what do we accomplish from it? And the minute you get close to your dream, then you're going to cop an illness so you can't even enjoy it. Why are we running all the time? Shouldn't we just slow down and enjoy? You miss out on great things. There's people who's been trying to contact me for the longest time and has absolutely no idea because I'm too busy, too tired, too out of it to make these contacts because we're running all the time. Why are we doing that? That's the question I'm asking. Why are we always running and how or what do we hope to accomplish in doing that? Another thing I want to talk about, and of course, it's a little bit more to do with the spirituality that we're supposed to be talking about all the time, because my intent is to get you introduced to spirituality and for it to make your life a lot easier and bring meaning to a lot of the questions or answers that questions that we don't have answers to. So the whole spiritual stuff. Do you know what it feels like that moment you've made the contact and a spiritual guide is beside you and you know it, you can feel it, and they respond to you right away? Do you have any idea how amazing that feels when you're fully aware of their existence right beside you? It is the most awesome feeling. You get in contact with them through your spirituality, you tap into it through your meditation, you open the lid and allow yourself to be a part of the source that exists, to be a part of that great wave that we're all connected to. But going back to the source of being aware of the spiritual guides right there beside you, I can only imagine you would have tons of questions. And of course, you anticipate an answer, and you'd be angry because you blame them for a whole bunch of things that's happened. And the whole thing is they're trying to constantly contact you, and their job is to make sure you're being guided on your path. Their job is to make sure that you've taken the path of least resistance and you go towards your purpose. But of course, if you don't know how to hear, listen, or feel them, then the message gets thrown into the wind. Sort of like pointing a flashlight to the sky. You'll never see the light bounce back because it doesn't reach that far. So the point is that the information is being given to you. The information is constantly calling at you, pulling at you, giving you signs. Random people will come up and give you a message, and they're just screaming at you, hey, here I am, listen to me, try to contact. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make that contact so you can actually get your instructions. The amazing feel you have when you know you're not alone. You're never alone. They're not trying to invade your privacy. They're trying to tell you instinctively what needs to be done, what's your guide, how to be guided. But the amazing feeling, and they're always there. They never leave you alone because that's their job. Yours is to learn how to connect to that, to them, to it, whatever you want to call it. How do you do that? You learn how to meditate. You connect yourself. You take yourself away from all the negativity that exists. and put yourself in a positive light. When that door opens for you, you will have the most amazing feel when the door opens for you. And it's already open. You're searching for the key, and that's the wrong thing to do. It's already open. You just have to acknowledge that. And of course, you don't need a key to an open door. So just be mindful that when you're fully aware of the spiritual guide, or some people call them angels, guiding angels, or whatever the case may be, they've come here with you from beyond the other world, in the spiritual world, where the physical does not exist, the emotion, the feel, the touch, the taste, the whole nine yards. But they've come here in the physical world with you in a spiritual form. And they could, because they don't have a body. And we have bodies. And they're trying to communicate with you. And we need to tap into that source, open that door, and allow them in. Because that's what we need to do. And it guides us. The spirituality part is the way we should be living our lives. That's a vehicle we should be driving in all the time. It gives us the guidance. It doesn't allow us to go astray or fall into the ditch. It teaches you what is right as to the way to live. Now, I have my own opinion about right and wrong, but that's relative to part of the society that we live in. There is no right or wrong. It's relative to opinion. But the spiritual guide in your path is the destination that you need to follow to get to where you need to go or want to go to have your purpose, to fulfill your purpose or your need, or the reason why you take this earth walk. You need to connect. You need to get the instructions. And I keep saying this over and over and over again. You need to get the instructions. And in order to get the instructions, you need to connect. In order to connect, you need to learn how to tap into that source. I said it in a few shows back. The message that you send to your heart, it delivers it directly to the soul, and the soul connects you to all that there is, to that great wave, to that all source that we're all connected to. So the information that you put in your heart, please make sure it's good and it's going to benefit you. Don't be putting stuff in there talking about, oh, I want to get this person or get that person or be vindictive or be angry and make that decision because you're an angry person. Be peaceful and be calm and be very accurate in the information that you want to deliver. Where you want to be tomorrow is where you are right now. And all you do from here on in is live in the right now, the now, be in the now, because you deliver the message in a positive manner to the heart. It gets passed to the soul and then gets delivered to where it's supposed to go. But the message has to be clear. And I say all the time, please be mindful of what you're asking for. Be hopeful. Make sure it is something that you need. But the message that you deliver to the heart, make sure it's pure. Make sure it's a good thing. And don't be asking them for a lot of money because they don't even know what that means. You know, send me some cash. What? Dash? You know, they're all over the place with that. And you could ask for a position, though, that will get bring the money to you. And that's a good thing to do because everybody's always thinking, oh, yeah, I wish I was rich. Wish I was rich. Sorry about that. That's the fatigue coming in. But you can't ask people for cash if they don't understand. You can't ask a spiritual guide for cash if they don't even know what that means. And when you go to a psychic and they tell you that they're going to give you this great method of, they're lying to you. Seriously. And the whole cash concept was developed here. You know, we didn't have it many, many years ago. We had other entities that represent riches, which was confidence and the whole nine yards. But yeah, no, you're going to ask them for lottery numbers. It's not going to work. Cash, it's not going to work. Ask for a position that's going to benefit you. But by the way, when you get there and you're connected to this whole spiritual thing, then you'll see that the riches is not even necessary. It's not even the whole chase and the run and the whole nine yards. So be mindful of what you do. What you accomplish is what you've planned on. What you have is what you were thinking about having. And the same thing works with your illnesses. If you start thinking that you're sick, yeah, you are. And if you start acting accordingly, then yeah, by all means, you'll be falling down real soon. But what if you were to flip that around and think that you're healthy? Just know that you're healthy. Just the thought alone of you thinking that you're very healthy, you're prosperous, you're successful, you're good, you're kind, and everything's working for you. Just live in that positive light of always, always seeing the glass as half full. And don't worry about the other part of that, because it's always half full, and that's all you need to do. Live there. Live in confidence. Live in strength. See yourself clear. And all the illnesses that we develop, we have the ability to reverse them. And I said this in the last show that, you know, when we get older in our late years of old people, a lot of these diseases pop up out of nowhere. But I want to say that they didn't just pop up out of nowhere. They've been there for a while. We talked about this last week. They've been there for a while, festering and brewing and growing. And eventually it just takes over because your whole system is too weak to carry or defend it like it did maybe 20, 30 years ago. So right now is that moment that you have to correct it. You lay the foundation right now, build that solid oak foundation. It'll last you for a very long time. But if you let it just go by the wayside, inevitably something's going to happen because you're not taking care of you. You're not taking care of the body. I just thought I'd say all that for you. Have we got anything else?
Yes, we have a couple of emails here. Actually, Ernie writes in, and this is kind of a funny joke. He says, I agree with you on the sports team. Who will win today? Well, of course, the better team. So that's from Ernie. That's funny. Gertrude writes in and she says, I love all your advice today. Very insightful. Thank you for that. And that's Gertrude. Mitch writes in and says, you actually touched a pet peeve of mine, people that go to psychics and listen to that crap. If they really were psychic, how come they can never give you the lottery numbers? What a farce they are. That's from Mitch. And back to you. But before we go back to you, folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington. Send us an email right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Back to you.
I do agree with you on that one, Mitch, about the psychic people. And we talk about that a lot. And I can't tell you for sure that it's real or not real, but all the psychics that I do know have issues that they're trying to work out. Because if I was a psychic, I'd make myself very successful and very rich and, you know, just live in that dream. But they can't give you the lottery numbers because... I don't know. Maybe they're not real. I don't know. I'm just saying I agree with you and your comment, and you're absolutely right. And psychics may be real. And there's some people do have insight as to what's coming. A lot of them, I think, use the history of the world and see how things play themselves back as we're on a rotating wheel. That's my opinion. Psychics are real. And if they're out there listening to me, I'm not disrespecting you at all. I just don't know what you know. And that's how it works. Well, the advice is good. This is for Gertrude. The advice that I give, I want everybody to follow it as best as they can. It's not be all and end all. It's not chiseled in stone. I just found an open door and I found an amazing things in that room. And I think I would share that with others. And that's sort of what I try to do out here all the time. Just share it with people. Because when we tap into spirituality, we're opening up a new way of looking at life. And we've been a part of this existence for many years, and we see how other entities work, other religions, other groups, cults, everything else work. And I always challenge them to say, give us the proof. And they say, come to me by faith. Come to me because you believe it's true. Well, if I'm already believing it's true, I don't need to come to you. I'll just stay here and it'll happen. You know, I'm not coming for the advice. But when we talk about spirituality, I say to everyone, open the door for yourself and learn to do your own studies and your own meditation and learn to connect to your own spiritual guide. It's there. It's available. It's there. It's sitting there. So I'm telling you directly to go in the fridge and there's a sandwich waiting for you. But you got to take the step to make that move to get in there to hopefully identify the sandwich when you get there. So the whole idea behind wanting to sit in a group of people and listen to other people telling me how the life should be and having them trying to convince me that the higher powers spoke to them and they are giving us the information, I think that's a lot of crap. Because I don't know why my higher power would tell you to tell me what I need to know. You see how that doesn't make any sense? Why would my higher power tell you to tell me what to do when I've got the same ears, same abilities? Now, I did say earlier that they are contacting you to try to get you a better way, your spiritual guides I'm talking about, to get you a better way through life. I have said that. So yeah, if some random stranger will come up and give you some information and tell you some stuff, it's usually to lead you to a path to find out your own information. You understand? So that will happen. That has happened. Random stranger will just give you some information, personal information that there's no way any others would know. And it's because you're so close-minded, or so because you're so far away from the truth, far from the truth, or you're not hearing or receiving the message, then it'll be sent to you because it's so important that you get it. But if you want to be able to stand up and get your own message, receive your own signal, open the door, walk towards a pure and simple life. It is where love exists, and hate is just somebody else's opinion. Just take that path. Follow it. Follow it. It will get you there. I forgot one email. I just said it in front of me here. It's about the winning team. I don't even know who's playing or what's being played. I'm not sure what's happening.
Well, what that is today decides who will be in the Super Bowl in February. There's two games today, four teams, and the winner of those two games will be the Super Bowl, folks. That's why it's big right now. But anyways, that was Ernie. He says, I agree, the better teams will win.
The best I could say.
Yes.
But thank you for that. I don't follow sports, and that's good. So there'll be a Super Bowl next month, you say. So that's a good thing for those who enjoy that, right?
That's correct. Super Bowl's in February.
Well, thank you. So we're talking about spirituality today. We're talking about a whole bunch of other things. We're just going across the board here, but I want to emphasize how important it is for you to step up and be your own person. Step up and get your own information. I was given a message a long time ago about the churches and how they work. It's like a conduit, and you're supposed to go in to get the guidance that's going to lead you to the connectivity of spirituality, or connect you to the God that there is, which is what spirituality is. But the conduit is a direct flow. Somewhere along the line, somebody figured if they block the exit from the conduit, they could make a lot of money. And that's what's happening. They tell you if you go out through that door, well, you're going to be backsliding. You're going to go to the worst part of hell, and you're going to burn forever. And I've always questioned, burn what if I don't have my body? But they have an excuse. They always do. For your own good, for your own self, for your own safety, for your own sanity, do your own research and find out if what they're telling you has any remote truth other than you just believe in it. Because there's a lot of people out here who believe this great leader of the world at one time was doing a good job. But there's a whole bunch of other people who believe this great leader was doing a horrible job. And all I'm trying to say is that it's relative to belief and whichever serves you. So if you're going to devote your entire life to believe in something, please don't do it by blind faith. Just don't close your eyes and think that's how it is, because nobody comes to rescue you. It's a harsh reality. No one comes to rescue you. You have the full equipment to rescue yourself. I used this analogy a while back, and if you're in the middle of the ocean, should this ever happen, and you're swimming around and you see a big giant fin coming towards you, you can pray. You can pray. I said this last time. You can pray. You can definitely pray. But I would be swimming as fast as I can, because I know that it's coming to get lunch or dinner. So no one comes to rescue you. You're on your own. But they're telling you to believe that somebody's coming to rescue you. It doesn't happen. You're a full entity. Who's coming to rescue that tree or that plant or that rose out there in the bush. Nobody, no one's coming to rescue you. And this might not be what you want to hear right now, but if that's going to propel you into learning how to rescue yourself, then by all means, you're a fully contained unit. No one's coming to rescue you. And you lay down there and think somebody's coming to rescue you. And there's a bird, a chicken, I think it is. And when it's being stalked by the predator, it would stand still and you know, would stand still and not move. I forgot the name of that bird. And the closer you get to it, it would stand still and not move. It'll even slow down the beat of the heart and not blink. Wow. I want to be that person who's going to look for that meal for my dinner and have it stand there and wait for me to pick it up. And that's sort of what's happened. And no one is coming to rescue you. And I just want to say that if you need to be saved or you need to change, have changes in life, you have to be the one that takes that initiative and do it for yourself. No one will come to rescue you. Remember the shark and the fin and you in the ocean. And that's reality. Because if you get yourself in that predicament, good luck. Because I don't know that the shark is going to say, oh, I'm just coming by to give you a ride, or the animal, or whatever it is. That's just an analogy. I'm just simply trying to say that no one comes to rescue you. So if you need to be on your own and be strong and be independent, like the mighty oak in the forest, it's just there. And you can't imagine for a second that somebody's going to come and pick up that tree and put it in a safer environment from the windstorm. You know, and you don't give it a second thought. Let's go rip that tree out of the ground and go plant it over there so the hurricane doesn't knock it down. We're not going to do that. And the same concept falls true for you. You're on your own. And as soon as you accept the fact that you stand there, and I'm not telling you to give up on what you believe. I'm telling you to learn the skills that is required to be fully contained and independent and limitless. And limitless. I told you a story a couple of weeks back about the fish in the aquarium versus the fish in the ocean. And the one in the aquarium was saying that you're out there and anything's going to get you. And the one in the ocean said, well, you're in an aquarium, you're stuck. You can't go any further. You're limited, you're restricted, and you depend on someone for every single thing you need. So the ocean, I think for me anyway, because you know, you're free, you're without limits. You have room to run away and find your own food and create everything else. Independency is what is necessary. And then you have the full ability to be independent and no one is coming to rescue you, regardless of what you were told. Who is coming to rescue you? Find your way through spirituality, how to connect yourself to the path of least resistance to guide you to where you need to be. But if you sit there and you're probably hearing this and disagreeing and you believe someone is coming to rescue you, did they come and rescue your grandmother, your grandfather, your great, 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 great grandparents? What's taking them so long? Or them or who or what? We're on a wheel. It's a cycle. It might not be the nicest thing you want to hear. But if you can get the concept through your mind that no one is trying to rescue you, we were told a long time ago to go through this conduit to get to the spirituality, to get to our connections, to be connected. That's the path that should have been taken, but it was altered. And we've been given misguided information like a camouflage method. But no one's coming to rescue you. And I just thought I'd say that. So the best thing you want to do, I think you want to do, is open that door and learn how to be independent and learn how to stand on your own two feet. I'm not trying to bag on those who feel they can't stand up on their own two feet. I'm simply saying that you can do it. It may take some time, but the same way you learn how to tie your shoelace or make that first step is the ability, same ability to step up and step into something that's going to guide you to the path that you deserve to be on. No one is coming to rescue you. You may not want to hear that. And you may be throwing darts at the radio or whatever you're listening to this program on. But who has ever been rescued that you know of? Well, the firefighters and the police, they do an amazing job of doing all that stuff. I'm talking the heavenly rescue that we all are waiting to happen. Where is that? When is that going to happen for me? take care of yourself. That's what you got to do. And live the best life is what you need to do. Be prepared for anything that comes out there at you. And I don't mean in a negative manner. You got to go. I'm not saying go out and get a weapon to defend yourself. Because if everybody was seeing this the same way, then the weapons wouldn't be necessary. You're going to get one because your neighbor has one. But what if your neighbor didn't have one? That means you wouldn't have one. So the path, the guide, the purity of your heart, the living and treating the neighbor with love and respect as you'd want them to treat you, and loving them equally as you would your very own brother or your sister or your mom or dad. It builds a world of all oneness. It's hard to imagine that, but it's possible. We are defending ourselves because we are afraid and we think somebody's going to come and get us or someone's going to come and rescue us. And something goes wrong and you pray for that person to get dealt with. No one's going to rescue us. So what's important is to acknowledge the fact that you're a standalone unit, meaning that you're fully contained like a battery. Once you've served your purpose, you throw it in the garbage and move on. No disrespect to those. I'm not saying you're being tossed in the garbage. I'm saying your life has ended. The age, the body has gotten too old to carry on. And the body delivers, the battery delivers the energy, and then it moves on. It goes to someplace else, to a recycle bin. And then maybe they'll bring it back like they do with us. We recycle. We start over. We do it again. We come here to deliver a purpose. So if you want to look at it this way, then you can say like a rechargeable battery. And when the energy runs out of it or the life doesn't go on anymore, the body can't carry it, we go back and plug in again. And it's called the rebirth, because you will come back. You will do another tour of duty. You will have to fulfill a task. And the great thing is that we try to find our purpose so we could do it efficiently. Once you've done it for quite a few times, then it's time to move on to another realm. But the spiritual world and the physical world is one continual wheel. It's a continual wheel that just keeps going in a circle, in a circle. It's like a, remember those old time hand cleaners, you pull the cloth and you wipe your hands and you pull the cloth and it keeps coming out clean, but the dirty part goes back in and comes out clean again. There's a recycle process. I could think of another example some other time, not right now, but no one's coming to rescue you. You got to wake up and realize that. Tap into spirituality. Wake up. This is what the show is all about. You're talking to Barrington. On the Barrington Radio Show, we talk about spirituality. We talk about waking up. Wake up and acknowledge what's going on in life. I say it to all the preachers out there, and I've been saying this for a long time, and the ones who's given this false message, and they can heal the world, and they put their hands on you, and they touch you, and you're cured. Why aren't you fixing COVID? What's up with that? Why aren't you curing the world? What's up with that? Why are you so quiet? You're talking about this great message that you have to deliver, and you're going into this promised land. Well, we have a pandemic that's holding the world at the throat and choking the crap out of everybody. Fix that. Yeah, there's a task for you. Do we have any other messages?
We have a couple here. Let's see. Peter writes in. He says, when you use the example of going to the refrigerator to get the sandwich, he says, I'm sitting here listening to you, and all of a sudden, I got hungry. And that was Peter. Okay, Peter, thank you. Rachel says, wow, always amazing analogies. I don't know how you do it, but I take notes. And that's from Rachel. Let's see here. Walt just wrote in, and he says, exactly. Why don't these people cure disease, etc.? They're phonies. And that's from Walt, and back to you.
Walt, you're a braver man than me. I don't know that I would say phony, because everybody has in their own mind their worth, their value, and what they're worth. Some people are just not well, and they're trying desperately to get ahead. I have a book at home. I can't say the name of the title on the radio, but it talks about why people want to go in front of a public and pray, and talks about how they should live their lives. And I always say they're saying that in hope that they can do that for themselves. I can't tell you the name of the book. If you go on the webpage I could answer it there for you. But anyways, it talks about human qualities. It talks about who we are and why we tell stories and the need for telling stories. And in that particular case, Walt, about them being phonies, I can't say that. I just don't know that I believe they believe what they're saying is actual truth. Whatever that means to you. So it's a great book. And I'm going to give you the title of it if you come on the website. So people preach, and there's an advantage for them, because if they tell you a story, you'll pay them. If they tell you something, you'll pay them, or you'll buy, you know, pay them some way, maybe in respect or applause or money. I don't know how it is, but they're doing it for some reason. And they're telling you that someone gave them information to give to you about you. That part, I know, is a lot of crap. The analogies, Rachel, you're asking, they just pop up. I tend to think that when I put this mic on and I go in front of this computer and I pull the mic and the earphones up, and I get these messages all the time. And the topic, most often, I sit here and they come to me as I go on. And the analogy is to give me an example of what it is so you can relate. Everybody can relate to what I'm saying. I like to keep it simple, keep it down low, and I'm speaking to everybody at the same time. And I want to know that the message was received. So I put the analogy in where you can relate to it, like the sandwich in the fridge, like Peter just said, I'm sorry you got hungry. You're just subconsciously reminded that maybe you didn't eat anything. But at the same task, we say these analogies. I say these analogies on the radio quite often. And it's just because I need for you to be able to relate, attach it somehow to your personal life. And then you can understand how you can relate. If I'm on the radio speaking a foreign language that nobody understands, then it would sound like Charlie Brown's teacher, if you know who she is, and you never clearly get an understanding of what she's saying. But the point is, there's a communication going on. So I need to be able to say to you and have you understand what it means. I say wake up, what it means, because it has to be related to you. It has to be relative to your life. You understand? I grew up, I'm a black male. I grew up in a house where we had a picture of Jesus on the wall, and he was a white male. And I wondered what can I possibly do in life, and how good could I become so I could be like him? That's not even impossible. That's not even possible. It's not possible. You must be able to relate to the stories you're selling. You must be able to relate to it, because there's nothing on this planet at this time in this life that I could do to look like Jesus or be like it. No way. It's not going to work. So I had that question. Of course, I was raised in that house. I couldn't bring it up. I just had to have it in my mind and just wondered why that was the image that I was supposed to maintain. Every man's got his own dance, his own walk, his own destiny. And if they're trying to tell you to be like another one, that is impossible, because you are you. And this is why I go through, and every time I do the show, as often as I can, I remind you that you are perfect. You're absolutely perfect. Every man out there is perfect. And if you don't believe me, stop comparing yourself to someone else. And don't let anybody compare themselves to you. You are the only one, like a snowflake. There's no other that matches you. So if there's no other, then you're the one. Of course you're perfect. You need to find that within yourself. You need to find the strength within yourself. You need to stand up and understand that you are a standalone unit. You're surrounded by a massive family. I think it was 7.5 billion of them that is of the same. But you're like the snowflake. Together we cover the field, completely cover the field in snow with the snow. But it's only a single flake that falls at a time to make this massive field. You are a single unit. You're an entity on your own, but you're part of a very large team. Very large team. See the snowflakes that cover the field, but it was one at a time, and you're part of that one. I'm not saying you're minute or insignificant or not important. You are just as important, because if you're not there, the field won't be the same. The field will not be the same if you're not there. It may look the same, but it won't be the same. And I go further to say this, and I think it's Shakespeare that said, you cannot put your foot in the same river twice. It took me a long time to understand what that means. You cannot put your foot in the same river twice, because it's forever changing. That's the reason. It took me a long time to get that, but I understand that. And I say all this because without your existence, none of this is real. You play a very important part. We all do. Every single one of us has a role to play, and we do it together. Part of this great unit that we call the planet Earth, or the the world, or the universe, however you label it. But without you, it wouldn't be the same. And there was a lot of thought that went into having you being a part of it. This you must know. Without you, this world would not be the same. Without that snowflake, that snow pile out there would not be the same. You have a very, very, very important role to play. And if you're given a talent, please bring it forth, because you're robbing me of my share of knowing what that is. Stand up. Be brave. Stand up. Do your part. Know that you're the most important thing that exists, and you are absolutely perfect. I say all that to say, connect yourself to your spirituality, and it'll give you clear instructions as to the role that you need to play. And none of it involves wallowing in self-pity, suffering and pain. None of it involves any of that, because we didn't come here to suffer, to feel pain, or to be tortured or picked on, or feel as if we're not worthy. How could you not be worthy? You're here. It's like saying you're impossible. You can't be impossible. You're here. You are worthy, and you're important, and you need to know that. Where do you find those answers? Tap into the spirituality that exists for you. This is what we need to do. We got a couple of minutes left to go. Do we have a quick answer there? Sorry, a quick email there?
We do have one from Dottie, and she says, I was feeling quite blue today, but after listening to you for the past 25 minutes, I feel so much better. Thank you very much for that. It is a gift. And that's from Dottie.
Thank you. I hope it's Didi, D-I-D-I. And I think I know who she is. Awesome. I'm glad. If I could give you that tablet to make you feel good without you taking anything, this is it. Don't feel gloom and doom. Step up, girl. Represent who you are. You're strong. You're a force. And you're great. Step into your own life. You know what I mean? Just don't allow anything to bring you down, because all that there is out there is greatness. But you have to see the glass as half full, and never mind what everybody else is doing if they need to be critical of you. So I don't know what caused you to feel down, but you're not anymore. Stay here. Stay up. Stay where you are. This is the place to be. Rise up. Thank you for the email. I appreciate it. Thanks, everyone, for joining the show today. Thank you for giving your day, part of your day, to the Barrington Show. We'll be back here next Sunday at the same time. You're listening to RealityRadio101.com. Thank you for your time. Wake up. Until we talk again, have a good week. Bye now.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.